housing charity, the Simon Communities, has published its 2018 annual report. The report reveals that almost 17,000 people used their services last year. That's an increase of over a quarter in just 1 year, while the charity saw an 80% increase in the number of people accessing emergency accommodation. The publication of the report follows the release of government figures on Monday, which show that 10,514 people are living in emergency accommodation in October. We can talk now to Wayne Stanley, who's national spokesperson for the Simon Communities in Ireland. Very good morning to you, Wayne Stanley, and thank you for coming in to talk to us. Your report highlights really, I think, what we know at the moment, that there is still a very significant housing and homelessness crisis.
Exactly, yeah. So our report that we're launching today shows a 26% increase in the number of people that Simon Communities across Ireland worked with in 2018. The annual report shows that 16,776 people used Simon Community Services in 2018, including 2,834 families with 5,331 children. And as I say, that's a 26% increase.
Traditionally, I think people associate the work of the Simon Communities with rough sleepers, very often single individuals, maybe with issues in the mental health issues or substance abuse issues, and they're clearly the most vulnerable when the pressure comes on.
Absolutely. And I think as the homeless crisis has evolved and changed, I think we've also evolved and changed to meet the needs of the wide spectrum of people that are impacted by the housing and homelessness crisis. But that work that you're talking about there is still core to what we do.
And give us a sense of how vulnerable those sort of people are in a situation where there's such pressure on housing.
Okay, so just to say, so 1,738 people accessed our emergency accommodation provided by the Simon Communities in 2018, and that's an 80% increase on 2017, when the number was 968. And that there's two things going on there. One is we've hugely expanded our emergency services, because there's more and more people coming in, but we also are seeing people are having to stay longer in homelessness. And when you're talking about those who are really entrenched, you're talking about our people who are engaging with our street outreach, our emergency accommodation, our harm reduction. We also have homeless-specific health and well-being services. We do counselling, mm-hmm. addiction treatment and recovery, and mental health supports. And what you're talking about for those people who I suppose the traditional single male who's, you know, really entrenched homelessness, maybe long time sleeping rough, what you're talking about is multiple instances of trauma. And I think that's another place where we've put a lot of effort into, is to understanding what trauma-informed practice is. How do we work with people who've maybe had multiple instances of trauma? This can be everything from family breakdown, addiction. You know, there's never one thing that causes homelessness. It's usually an accumulation of things. Yeah. And we work in that holistic way, looking at, again, as I say, the counselling, the addiction treatment, the recovery and mental health supports to support people to move on post the trauma and move on out of homelessness.
There's been a lot of political focus on this issue this week, obviously, yes. with the no confidence motion in Minister Owen Murphy. And the point made by the minister and other ministers is that progress in this area is slow, but progress is being made. Now, you work with various state agencies, yeah. and for example, Owen Murphy is making the point that half of those in emergency accommodation, more than half, spend less than a year. So homes are being found for people.
Yes, that's absolutely true, and very important to say. And we did see some green shoots as much as the numbers went up, and we're very concerned about the growth in the number of single people in emergency accommodation. There was some green shoots in Dublin in terms of family homelessness, and actually the rough sleeper count, which also came out, looked quite promising. And that actually, the Dublin Simon Community were very involved in that, working closely with the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive. And that was about getting people and actively engaging in that care way with people and getting them off the street and into homeless accommodation. I think there are lots of successes. If you look down in the southeast, there's actually seen a big fall in the number of people of homeless experiencing homelessness. And the key there is housing. Right. Because the work that we do, both in prevention, which is a huge part of what we do now, in providing those supports and the healthcare, and in supporting right. people to move on, housing is fundamentally right. the key.
It's a complex problem with a fairly simple answer, which is more places for people to live, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne, we'll have to leave it there. Wayne Stanley from the Simon Communities, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. At the time, 27 and a half minutes past 8.